Stress testing a website means deliberately pushing it past the traffic it was built for, to find the point where it breaks and to watch how it fails. Unlike a load test, which confirms you handle your expected peak, a stress test keeps raising the load until something gives, so the breaking point becomes a number you own instead of a surprise your users find during a sale. And finding it first matters, because research from Google found the chance of a bounce rises by about a third as a page slows from 1 second to 3. The method is a loop. Start with a baseline load test at expected peak so you know what healthy looks like. Then ramp well past that, often 2 to 10 times peak, watching 4 signals together: error rate climbing, P95 and P99 response time spiking, throughput flattening, and timeouts appearing. The breaking point is where several move at once, not the first slow request. How it breaks matters too. Graceful degradation sheds load and stays up for most users, while a hard failure returns errors to everyone. Then drop the load and time the recovery. A healthy system returns to baseline within a minute or two, and lingering errors point to a queue backlog or a leak. Finally, fix the first bottleneck and run the identical test again to prove the ceiling moved. And remember that request-level tools only measure the server, so when the experience matters, run the test in a real browser.